This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Today's radical thought comes out of Psalm 79:13, and it reads, "Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation." In this psalm, Asaph is calling out to God and asking him to save them from the enemies that are coming against the nation of Israel. He's crying out and asking God to rescue them. This psalm ends with the natural response after God has rescued them from their enemies, thankfulness and praise. Asaph suggests that if God rescues his people, that they will thank him forever and praise his name throughout the generations. Sadly, most people are like sheep in that they don't have good memories. We might thank God for the times he rescues us, and we might even praise his name for a while, but it doesn't take long before we've forgotten the amazing things that he has done. Our verse begins by likening God's people to sheep, and we see this picture being painted throughout the Bible. God's people are like sheep, and God is the owner of the flock. Jesus described himself as the good shepherd, and we see many references throughout the Bible that the leaders of God's people are shepherds of the flock of God. A few years ago, I started keeping a journal, and I was trying, and I have tried, to make a habit of going back and reading that journal. And it amazes me the things that I have not thought about that God has done in my life. And it concerns me that if it weren't for that journal, that I might completely forget some of the tremendous things that God has done in my life. As you read the Bible, you will often come across a retelling of some amazing things that God has done in the nation of Israel or for the people of God. It was a way of reminding themselves and others about those wonderful things that God did for them. God would have us to do something very similar. He wants us to remember what he has done for us so that we can remember to thank him and to praise his holy name. We also need to find ways to remind ourselves and others about the amazing things that God has done in our lives. This way, other people are going to come to know Jesus. As you share with others through thanksgiving and praise, they come to know the Jesus who has performed those mighty works in your life. You don't necessarily need to preach at people for them to be saved. We just need to show them Jesus. This happens as they watch our lives change and they see the things that he is doing. And the only way that they're going to be able to see these things is if we show them to them. Celebrate the incredible things that God is doing. They may not be as excited about it as you are, but that doesn't matter. God wants us to thank him and to praise him. And as we do that, the world will see that they also can experience God's grace and mercy in their own lives. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, remind us to remember what you have done in our lives so that we might thank you and praise your holy name. That's a radical thought for the day. Go be radical with Jesus. This was a radical thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.